What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Boop. Time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What?
You don't do that.
All right, what happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what?
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And Carmen, you are a godsend. Thank you so much. I did not know this as well. So Carmen was listening to one of our callers who was talking about, you know, wanting to get the test, but if it comes up positive, you got to stay home, you got to self-quarantine. What about all this? And you know, people can't do that for specific jobs or, you know, things that they do. So Carmen sent me this. I will make sure that I link it onto my webpage at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. IRS.gov newsroom, COVID-19 related tax credits, basic facts. Carmen says that employees should demand coverage from their employers. Employers are supposed to pay for time off for COVID-19 up to 80 hours, and they get reimbursed with tax credits on their 941 tax payments. Many small employers do not know how to administer it. You know, that is probably one of the biggest issues that people have. You look at everything that has gone on and people throw out the words, you know, the news departments, you get tax credits and blah, blah, blah. And yet nobody knows how to administer them. Nobody knows what to do with them. So find out. If you want your employees tested, well, you're going to need to start working on this stuff. And speaking of that, people are going to start being tested. I'm going to take a quick phone call, and then I'm going to come back with the talking points from yesterday's press call regarding state employees. Brian wants to talk about the Beckwith fire at 884-9910, our talk and text. Brian, how you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Monica?
I am, you know, it's always a circus, and I love being the ringmaster. Brian, what
Very
do you want to talk
true.
About? What's on your mind about the Beckwith fire?
So, you know, something kind of similar happened up there. I lost 80 acres and quite a bit of stuff up there in that fire.
I'm sorry, Brian.
You know, life goes on. It's not a primary residence, so, you know, it could be a lot worse. And, you know, I've got a lot of things to be thankful for. Many people are in the worst position. So, you know what? Hey, it's not the end of the world. But so something very interesting, actually two things. One, you know, they did something kind of similar. They thought they had the fire out. They notified people, you know, hey, thing is taken care of. You don't have to worry. We were worried that our property was going to be in danger when they made that call that, hey, we're sending crews home. We've got it handled. We're good to go. You know, somebody really dropped the ball on that one also, because then it took off again. And that's when it really did a ton of damage. So, you know, you have people making, like you said, wrong decisions. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I would do anything different if I was in their position. You know, I'm not upset at them. You know, they made the decision they did based on their information. I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not upset with anyone. I'm not angry. I'm not pointing any fingers. It is what it is. The one thing that truly upsets me, though, is finding out firefighters that had volunteered, that are on that rotating list to go help with wildland fires.
Mm-hmm.
Being told that they cannot go out and help because they have not had their COVID shot.
Really?
That is something that very much bothers me.
Wow. I did not know that.
So, yeah, so it's okay for them to risk their lives or, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you don't have your shot, you cannot go out and help put out these fires. I'm just wondering how many people are in that position and have been told, no, you can't go help because you are not. And I can't name names and I can't name, mm-hmm. you know, the departments right now. But that's kind of, it's very concerning.
That's more than concerning, Brian. It's disturbing that, you know, here this, I mean, COVID is 99.4% survivable, depending on your age range and your health issues. It's a lot more dangerous to fight a fire than, in my opinion, to fight COVID. So why
exactly.
I'm just wondering if they put a notice out for firefighters that it was mandatory for them to have the vaccination or the shot.
Well, they've been trying. I do know they've been trying to force the people to get it. There's a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on there with the union and certain people. You know, it's very sad. It's one of those things where, you know, let people do what they're going to do. You know, if you're going to continue to test and do this and that, fine. Hey, that's not a problem. You know, these are people that also, they know firsthand that the masks don't work, but they still wear them just to appease people, right?
Yeah.
To make people feel safe,
yeah.
to this or that. But, you know, here's another problem. If a fire truck rolls up to your house and you have an issue, and there's, let's say, four firemen, and three of them don't have a mask and one has a mask, what does that tell you? You automatically know, wait, why is this guy wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like wearing a name badge that says, you know, or a different colored shirt that says, I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's really sad how they are treating these people right now.
Again, it goes back to division, Brian. They just want to divide us.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up.
I'm glad you did. I hadn't heard that. I did not know. That's putting others and property and lives in danger. That's really disappointing. Brian, thank you for the call. I'm not disappointed with you. I'm very happy with you, Brian. Thank you for calling. All right. Well, since we're on that topic, let's hit it. These are talking points from yesterday's press call regarding state employees, at least. The state of Nevada is taking any and all steps to protect the health and safety of residents by increasing vaccination rates, including within state government, through the implementation of a vaccine testing program. I wonder if they'll be using the tests that are now, or the company that is now owned by George Soros and Bill Gates. That's my own thought there. The state is currently working to implement a vaccination testing program to begin in mid-August. State employees who are unvaccinated will be required to take weekly COVID-19 tests. The state already has mask requirements in place for employees who are not fully vaccinated and will no longer need to follow the weekly testing protocol. But the masking requirement for unvaccinated employees will remain in place. As always, if state employees work in a county that has adopted more restrictive mitigation measures, employees must follow those requirements. Well, thank goodness most of our counties have actually less restrictive mitigation. Again, my thoughts there. We have also set out reminders to state agencies that effective June 1st, any state employee that contracts COVID-19 will be required to use their own sick leave and will not be eligible for paid administrative leave unless they can furnish evidence of vaccination or a doctor's affirmation of having a medical condition that prevents vaccination. We strongly encourage all state employees who do not have any medical condition prohibiting vaccination to initiate vaccination prior to August 15th and in order to avoid the required weekly COVID-19 testing protocol and to avoid contracting the virus and getting sick. In order to further assist with this effort, the state is mobilizing our own internal medical profession workforce to work with agencies to build vaccine confidence. We are appreciative of those in the private sector, including some of the state's largest employers, who have already taken initiative in this area by implementing regular testing requirements for unvaccinated employees. The state encourages local businesses, including providers of health care, such as hospitals and nursing facilities, to follow in this path as soon as possible. Finally, as many of you know, yesterday the Clark County Commission mandated masks for employees working indoors in public spaces in Clark County. The governor issued a statement in support of that decision, and state employees in Clark County have been directed to follow the mandates put forward as we continue our joint efforts to increase access and confidence in COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, first off, if people had confidence in these vaccines, they would have already been vaccinated. I would say a majority of the people who have not got the Fauci ouchie don't believe in it, because you have people getting sick and in hospitals. I think the number was flipped, so it's 40% of those in hospitals right now with COVID-19 have been fully vaccinated. So then what's the point? The point is, it's a test. And they want to make sure that you get a passing grade. I'm used to flunking out.
This is not headline news. Lorde's new song is called Stoned at the Nail Salon, although it could also be called 40-Year-Old Mom Discovers Edibles. A script for the Sex and the City reboot has leaked. Also leaking, the bladders of the three returning stars. In health news, walking three times a week strengthens your brain. Unless you're walking to a dispensary, then it's a wash. Netflix will begin streaming video games. In response, GameStop will start carrying documentaries about Ted Bundy. And it's been learned cows hate the sound of a cowbell because it hurts their ears. Which is exactly why you never find Don't Fear the Reaper on a cow's Spotify playlist. This is not headline news.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. I love this. Hey, Monica, this is Mike again. This is, well, I'm not going to call her names, that sent you the nasty message. I seldom got good meals on the fire because I was seldom in camp. I ate bag lunches usually three times a day. When I was close to camp, I could get a good meal, dinners only back then. I have worked for a local company that makes bag lunches. I know what is served. Any goodies I know for a fact are appreciated. So get this. I love this. I'm going to go to Sam's Club and buy all this stuff up. In high demand, candies, gummies, lifesavers, all help that get that nasty taste out of your mouth. I just couldn't let that one go. That's a great idea. Besides water, anything that firefighters can suck on, basically, to keep their mouths moist, to keep, you know, that smoke flavor out, because why do you think they call them fire eaters? You are breathing it, you're tasting it, you're eating it. So that's a great idea for this weekend if you want to drop off some sealed candies as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. So let's check in with Scott on the Scott Show. Wants to talk about freedom this weekend. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling into the program.
Good morning, Monica. How are you today?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm good. I know partner told me you were talking about this same issue earlier, and I was busy at doctor's appointments and stuff, so I might be a little behind the curve. But I just wanted to touch briefly on this whole bringing stuff to the firefighters and the nastiness that you got online, which was ridiculous. That was just absurd. But I did it for 30 years, just retired here in December. I think a lot of what your folks and you have been saying is excellent. Just a couple little tidbits. Water and Gatorade, they've got a lot of it. You're always going to have examples where somebody says, oh, I couldn't get any water yesterday. I could give you an example of the negative of anything that way.
Exactly.
But really the exception. Beef jerky, the lifesavers you were just talking about, that kind of stuff that's sealed, those guys would love it.
You mean like the little beef?
Appreciate the
like the little sealed beef sticks,
like
what do they call them? Jimmies or Slim Jims.
Beef jerky more than that, but both of them, probably
okay.
You know, little packets of beef jerky too. You know, high protein kind of stuff. Stuff it in a bag. It's okay 8 hours later when you're climbing the hill. You know, it doesn't have to be refrigerated kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So that's another good one. Really. Unfortunately, the way with COVID and everything, there's not a ton of line firefighters in the camp each day. They're either out working or they're resting, and a lot of times now in hotels, just because they're trying to split them up. They keep people split apart, so in case of COVID and all that kind of good jazz. So
rest do you really get sleeping on the ground and, you know, everybody around you?
You don't. When you're sleeping in the parking lot at the fairgrounds, like I did years ago in Napa, you know, it's 90-some-odd degrees that you're chasing shade, and you don't get a lot of really good sleep. So you're 100% right that way. But don't let anybody diminish the, oh, they get everything they need. They get the vast majority of what they need. But every one of them out there, to a person, appreciates the effort to help. And people reaching out and just simply saying thank you, the signs, the cards, all of that kind of stuff, all of that makes a huge difference.
Well, so, and I think it helps people
caterers,
in the community.
True, but
I think it helps people in the community too, because they feel like they're able to do something when they can't be out there with them on the fire lines. People still want to help.
Right. Absolutely. And this area in general has been that way for, I've lived here all my life and it's never been any different.
Yeah.
You know, people just, they want to help. So
yeah, we are so lucky.
Don't diminish that. But you know, if you wanted to make, you know, if you want to make 6 dozen cookies and take them down there, there's a better option than that. I'm not saying they wouldn't be taken. I'm just saying there's maybe a better solution than that.
Go get the grandma's.
And don't let anybody tell you that they don't need anything.
Go get the grandma's cookies that come in the little individual packages.
Absolutely. Because imagine this. You throw all that stuff in your pack. You climb up the mountain. You're up the mountain. And now for 24 hours, you know, it's not being kept cold. So stuff that doesn't have to be refrigerated and sealed like that, that's perfect.
Perfect. All right. Scott, thank you so much, not only for the great information on what people can stock up on to take to our firefighters, but also for your service in fighting those fires, because I know that was a tough job. So congratulations on your retirement and thanks for what you've done.
Well, thank you for getting the word out. Appreciate the help.
Thanks, Scott. All right. And let's get the word out about those who are working hard behind the scenes as well. This is coming from Sean. Was at Chipotle in Carson City the other night for dinner. There were maybe 6 customers, but it wasn't busy. However, the kitchen was slammed. I asked the manager why they were so busy behind the counter, and the manager told me that they had gotten an order for 200 burritos for the fire crews. This was on Sunday night, and was told that on Saturday night they put out 150. So kudos to the crew of Chipotle in Carson City. That's absolutely awesome, because, you know, you have to remember, too, on the flip side of the firefighters, a lot of these businesses, you know, the fast food places, talked about Jimmy John's the other day, they close at 5 because they can't find people to work because they're at home sitting on their duffs getting all of these unemployment benefits and just milking every single cent out of it. So thank you to those people who are out there working behind the scenes. To the Chipotle crew, you're the best. Awesome. And anybody else who didn't get the mention, because even Firehouse Subs, they're collecting water and everything for the firefighters as well. So,
live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. If you would like to participate in today's poll question, which is so simple, all you do is go to 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. Do you trust that the CDC and the WHO are giving accurate information on the number of people who have died in connection with the COVID shots? Some interesting information coming out. You really have to dig for this stuff because they don't want it out there. Five JetBlue pilots dying since, let's see, February to now. Very interesting. And all after getting their COVID shots. Now, the reason that I find pilots, because people always question, oh, yeah, but did they have serious health disease or was it the shot? If you ever talk to a pilot, ask them about their health screenings. On a regular basis, they make sure these guys are the healthiest of the healthiest. They tried to say that one gentleman died of cancer. From what I've obtained, and I don't know if there's a pilot out there, please correct me if I'm wrong. If you have cancer, you're not allowed to fly. So, very interesting. You'd got to dig for this information, though. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you be watching any part of the Olympics? 89% of those participating said no, not going to do it. This is, I don't know how to gently put this. If you are going to purchase something for the firefighters, do not make it sugar-free. Give them the full bang. Don't get sugar-free lifesavers. Don't get sugar-free candies. Because from what I understand, it messes with their tummies, as like it does a lot of people. And when you're out fighting fire, you don't need to have a back-end issue. So just keep that in mind. Not trying to make light of this, because this is a serious issue for the guys that, you know, they grab a bunch of candies, put them in their pack, and maybe not realizing they're sugar-free. So let's not get them anything sugar-free. Just so you know. All right. You know, somebody just sent me an email that I absolutely love, because this is something that I've been meaning to bring up for the last few days. Monica, if I'm not mistaken, I think you are less likely to get the virus again than someone who has had the death serum, because your body now has its own antibodies. I think you're safe for the most part, except maybe for the Delta whatever, which from what I hear, people don't even feel it when they get it. It's so weak. Well, I would assume that was true because, and thank you very much for the email. I would assume that is true because viruses get weaker as they mutate. They don't get stronger. So if it's getting stronger, we might want to check for some more leaks in Wuhan. Just saying. But I've also heard that the Delta variant is stronger, if that's really the case, for people who have been vaccinated or who got the shot. What two words do we not hear any more of? When was the last time you heard Fauci, you heard the media, you heard any public official say herd immunity? I can't even think of the last time. What happened to herd immunity? All it is get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. And for the listener who sent me this, if having a lottery in Nevada is a no-no, then how can the governor have a lottery for the shot using our tax dollars? You know, that's an excellent question. And the answer is because the governor feels that he is above all else. All governors do. Whether it be liberal or conservative. Governors are always making decisions. Presidents are always making decisions. Politicians are always making decisions. People in power. Fauci, Bill Gates. Why are we listening to Bill Gates when it comes to these things? I truly don't understand, because if you know Bill Gates' history, which you can look up very easily, how he was banned from India because people were dying from his shots because they were being used as guinea pigs. Same thing in Africa. But then all of a sudden, a few years go by, different people in power, all of a sudden they're welcome back. The evidence is so glaring that it actually blinds people because there's so much of it. So, what do we do? I know what I'm doing. You're on your own. Sorry about that. That is one of the rules of this show. You've got to do your own research. You've got to make up your own mind. Just remember, though, from even the links that I put on my webpage, which I have a brand new link to put on there, which is really cool. Thank you for sending me this. SolarWinds Pingdom. It's a live map. I think you can just put this in there. Livemap.pingdom.com. And it actually shows you live the state of the internet. And it shows you where there are outages. Shows you the most common error message, the top browsers used worldwide, top devices used worldwide. This is actually really cool. Kind of geeking out over this. But, you have to, don't take one article. Don't even take two or three articles. When you look at a subject, keep looking for more. See what both sides have to say. Because unfortunately, if you Google anything or if you listen to the media, you're only getting one side. And I think that's why I am so truly hated. Because I'm bringing you the other side. Listen to both sides and make up your own mind when it comes to whether it be COVID, whether it be the fire situation, big government, who's controlling what? The most important thing that you can do for yourself is just get as much information as you can. Maybe that would have helped Biden out before he started promoting this very radical CRT group, which, by the way, I've got to go get the name again. they're kind of changing it from CRT because I guess that's worn out and people have picked up on that. Yeah. I'm also going to post on my webpage this I just received from uncoverdc.com. Excellent, excellent article about psyops and staging. And it, remember back when this all started, we go back into our Wayback Machine. Remember when they were staging photo ops, making it look like people were sick when they weren't? Because they wanted people to think that there were all these people sick. Great article in here. The natural enemy of the psyop is true science and true scientists. And this is coming out with Dr. James DeMeo, PhD. And he just demolishes the central premise of lockdown policies, global lockdown policies. It's stuff like this that you need to be reading. Not listening to what the mainstream media and what the governor thinks.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
And yeah, are we going to be feeling it this weekend? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yeah, thunderstorms too next week, Monday through Wednesday. And let me tell you, Mother Nature, you better back off on Tuesday because we got Freedom Fest in Carson City on Tuesday. So no thunderstorms during Freedom Fest. And that starts at 5:30 at Glen Eagles. So just $30 to get in, cash at the door, and bring a little extra because they're going to have some cool stuff going on. You know, I've told you to watch Maricopa County. I think Georgia was getting a little jealous because now the election information coming out between Georgia and Maricopa, I think it's going to be a race to see who gets it out first. Maricopa County is just one county in Arizona that is proving election fraud. Georgia, in Fulton County, though, alone, 10 times worse than what we're looking at in Maricopa County. It's going to be exploding here very shortly. Well, not very shortly, as we heard that one lawyer say, probably about 90 days, but that was a couple of weeks ago. So, speaking of things exploding, you gotta love Mike Lindell. Oh my gosh, the man is crazy. Mike Lindell, if you didn't hear this, just announced a new $5 million bounty. Okay, let me tell you how this works. You know, you might have heard he is having a cyber symposium August 10th through the 12th. It's going to be live streamed, and it's going to be found on frankspeech.com. That's frankspeech.com. He's going to be revealing the cyber data and the packet captures from the November 2020 election to show and to prove once and for all how this election was stolen. Now, he is offering $5 million for any attendee who can prove that this cyber data is not valid from the November 2020 election. Now, the symposium, it's not open to the public. The invitees, that's why they're live streaming it. Politicians will be there, cyber experts, and the media. Those cyber experts have a chance at $5 million if they can prove his information is not correct and not true. That is pretty damn cool. He's been banned by over 20 retailers. He has lost over $65 million in revenue this year. Boycotts pushed by the left. Stand with Mike. Visit MyPillow.com. You know, this man is, he wants justice, which I think a lot of people do. These people are so afraid of Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America, that Congress is now introducing, I kid you not, a bill that would block Donald Trump from being Speaker of the House. This is a rule that's been in place. You don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be Speaker of the House. Don't know if you knew that or not. That's just been longstanding tradition. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the Speaker has to be an elected member of the House. Now they want to change that. Remember that whole thing about President Trump being Speaker of the House? And well, I guess that scared the hell out of him. But I do want to let you know as we wrap up the show, we now have a solution, a 100% solution for the homeless problem. The homeless problem here, the vagrants, the vagabonds, whatever you want to call them, in Northern Nevada. So listen up. Because according to Blaze Media at theblaze.com, coming out yesterday, Gavin Newsom is encouraging homeless people from other states to come pursue the California dream. Yes. He invited homeless people from all over the country to California. So, if anybody needs a bus ticket, just letting you know, it's not that far to live the California dream. God, no wonder this man's being recalled. just got to crack you up. All right. All of my love to you. All of my love to the firefighters out there, to all the sports staff and everybody who's working so hard to keep everybody here, whether it be property, homes, people themselves, everybody in Northern Nevada safe from these horrendous fires. Think about your neighbors. Think about defensible space. This is what we've got to fight right now. Not each other. We got to fight the fires. Blessings. I'll be back tomorrow. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.